Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony up in here, What's happening, Will? Can a Player play live 2:30 p.m. every Sunday? We come through here and represent this world movement thing, you know what I mean, www.worldmovement.com. We come through here and we represent the playerology lifestyle, the player step your game up lifestyle. You know, yours truly wrote both those books. Go out and support your boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Dick, what's good, fam?
I don't know, man. Damn, I had a dream that I wrote some books too, man. But everything's good. I want to continue my night, man. But everything is good today, man. How you doing today, my learned compadre?
Man, you know, just trying to make it happen, Captain. We just trying to keep pushing this ball uphill. We just trying to get the show cracking, you know. But we good, man. We blessed. It's another day, despite the struggles, the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations. We're still in the fight. And today's show is called To Forgive or Not to Forgive. I thought that would be a good topic, but before we go any further, we're going to go with Andrea Icy Jones, World Movement Records artist. Check the song out.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea. 7 years ago, it wasn't this visible, but now I see, hell, I feel miserable. I know it was critical for me to play with feelings, that's how it all ended. I couldn't be trusted or dependent, on got busted, filled with lust, but once a love was gone, it couldn't be resurrected. Just for the record, check it, this the subject, you, Andrea. We can't be together right now, but later, for worse or for greater, all I can do is send up my prayers. Yeah, Andrea, no, you feel like you don't owe me no favors, feel like I sent you with razor, so skin can't get through them layers. Andrea, sorry I made you cry and smell all your makeup. Andrea, sorry I gotta leave, but I'll see you later. Andrea, sorry I had to be so much of a player. Andrea, Andrea. I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea. I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
Her out, calendar slipped by, I'm still dogging her out. 9 months flipped by, and then our daughter come out, blessed from the womb. I'm thinking bride, and she's thinking groom. We both thought jump the broom, devil thinking doom, and boom, it hit. It hurt like a face kick. Learn to live and face it. How could I be dirty, low down like a basement? We were teens, kids having a kid. Sorry for the things that I did, but I can't change the life that we live. Thinking I was grown, only young-minded. Now that we grown, we are split divided. I got pictures in my baby girl to be reminded. And I had to make this song and put the past behind it. Yeah, I had to make this song to put the past behind it. Andrea.
Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea. No lie, I fell to my knees, I was pleading. It was too late, I left her heart scarred, bleeding. And my game, she was peeping. I was out with other girls, creeping and pleasing. And I gave her my reason. A player to the fullest. It's like I left her mind with a bullet. Emotional trigger, I pulled it. Nobody can survive that love. Only God could revive that love. No more us. Flatline. In the back of my mind, I think back in time. That'll be never again. I filled her with too much pain. I left the chorus saying, Andrea.
That was from I.C. Jones, World Movement Records in the building. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. My man making his, I guess he was making his apology to Andrea. So I can understand that's what we're talking about today, forgiveness, to forgive or not to forgive. K. Diddy.
Yeah. That's it. That's what my man was doing. He was apologizing for being such a player. He couldn't help it, but, you know, he found out that wasn't the way, you know, for him. And he was just trying to fix it, so he was apologizing. So that goes into the topic, you know, to forgive or to forgive. That's the question.
Yeah, man, he even put her name out there. He's like, Andrea, please forgive me. And that's what we're talking about today, man, the importance of forgiveness, because a lot of us are so quick to talk about we won't forgive, or some people are quick to say, I will forgive. You know what I mean? Some people won't forgive, but I want to remind everybody, at some point in all our lives, we all are going to require some form of forgiveness.
Hey, Tony.
So you can't, go ahead, brother.
You forgot to say that some people are quick to say they do forgive, but in actuality, they really don't.
Nah, because they still hold on to stuff, and that's why we brought the show up today, you know what I mean, to this whole forgiveness thing. Because, you know, some people say, I forgive, but I can't forget, but somehow you got to do both of them, because if you don't forget it, you can't forgive it. You're going to keep going back to it. So you got to let it go. So that's what we're working on today. And I see
I'm here.
Wonderful Lady Joy on the line. What's happening, sister girl?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry I'm late, but, you know, I had to get a few things at the store.
Baby, whenever you
Well, we know you above all else. You're a wife and a mother, so you got to do something.
Oh, multitask, baby, multitask.
Absolutely. We're talking about forgiveness, and we're waiting for your friend, your Ace Boone Coon, Joe from Montana, to show up.
Oh, yeah. You said forgiveness we're talking about?
Yes, indeed. Today we're getting on the pulpit, my dear sister, and the church is going to be talking about to forgive or not to forgive.
Do you think he would know anything about that?
Oh, we gonna start with you, my sister.
Okay. What about it? Forgive and forget, right? Okay. You know, it depends on what the situation is. If you were cheated on and, you know, you still love that person and trying to make the situation work, I believe you can forgive, but, you know, not everybody feels that way. Because sometimes there's people that's looking for an excuse. Oh, okay, you did it, I can do it, okay? And they're looking for that excuse because it's been in them all the while to want to do something like that, and then here's their out, okay? And then you have some other people that are like, yeah, I want to make this work. But as far as, like, forgiving is concerned, you can forgive someone, but that sting, that hurt, it is not easy to go away. And then your trust has been tampered with. So that's another issue right there. You know, so you might say, oh, yeah, I forgive you, baby, but I ain't going to forget this shit. Okay. And
two go hand in hand.
But ain't that the question to go out to the listeners, though? Is that true forgiving if you're going to hold on to it like that?
To me, it really isn't. But, I mean, like how, you know, you're a human. You're programmed for certain things, okay? And you're like, well, I can forgive this person. It's always going to be in the back of your mind regardless of what you do. It's always going to be there. Even if you don't bring it up ever to that person again, you might forget about it, but there might be some things that pop up that bring it back to your attention again. And it could be anything. It could be a song. It could be a word, you know, and everybody is different. You know, you can say, oh, okay, I'll forgive you. But in the back of your mind, it's always going to be there because you don't know if that person is going to do that again. You know, whatever the situation might be.
I think that's where the personal challenge comes in. It kind of depends on how true you are to yourself.
That's true.
You know, it all goes back to self. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who are we bullshitting? I mean, we really need to check that man in the mirror and find out who are we bullshitting, because it still goes back to self. I mean, if we don't say we're letting stuff go, are we really letting that go? Or are we just saying that because it sounds good at the moment?
AXA Productions in the chat room says forgiveness has to be given to yourself first before you can forgive the actions of others, but you still have to forgive yourself first for having horrible feelings towards another person for hurting you. And you see, that is some truth. I don't think, you know, that whole forgive but don't forget thing, maybe when I was younger it worked for me, but it don't work for me, because if you're forgiven it and you don't forget it, or at least try to move beyond it, because I know, like Lady LaShawn said, still going to be in the back of your mind, but if you keep going back over there and over there, it's like you cutting that wound wide the hell open all over again.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, Tony, it could be something, you might have forgotten about it, but something could trigger it, you know, like a song or a word or a look or anything, you know what I'm saying? But if you decided for yourself that I'm going to get past this, you know, drop it and let it go.
I think that's the healthiest scenario, because when you harbor and hold on to shit, that's exactly what you do.
Mm-hmm. And it festers and it gets real ugly soon.
So, Mr. Sean, one of the first things you would say towards this whole, because that's what we're talking about, how do you go about the whole forgiveness thing? One of the first things in your mind that's really key towards forgiveness, if it is, and what would you say that would be?
If you really want to forgive this person because you want to make it work, move on. You know, drop it, because it's only going to fester. It's only going to get worse. You're going to end up resenting that person. So if you really want to make it work, move on. And if you can't move on, you know, do something different. Do something else, because you're only going to make both of you guys miserable, and it's going to get ugly early. You know, so if you want to forgive it, make it work. Make it work. If not, keep it moving.
But even with the moving on part of it, even when they say, okay, you got to go and I got to go, if that's the case, why the venom? Why is there the venom? I can understand if I'm right there in your face and I'm a constant reminder, but if I'm in somewhere else doing me and you in somewhere else doing you, why do you constantly keep calling me with the madness?
Because there are some people that can't move on. They say they can, but they're still reminded. You know, there are some people that cling to stuff because they can't let go. And if you're in a relationship, you know, and you've been in it for a minute, it's hard to let it go. You know, you are the only person that can make yourself strong enough to move on. Yeah, I want to call him. I want to cuss him out. I want to kick her ass. No, you know, all of that. But it's within that person to be strong enough to move forward. And if you're not, I feel for you, because there's some situations out there that, you know, have been really tragic because a person can't move on. People got killed behind it, got hurt behind it. You know, families have suffered. And You know, it's like, if I can't have you, nobody else is going to have you. No, no. And sometimes people can't recognize that being stalker status, you know. They're like, I don't give a damn.
I'm
going to
use your world famous line. Can you say stalker?
Stalker, can you say stalker?
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Welcome to the show. Can a player play to forgive or not to forgive? World Movement Records in the building. Holla at your boy.
Oh, my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let go. Oh, my God. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my God.
welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building, along with the usual suspects, Lady Joy LaShawn, my man K. Diddy. This week we're talking about to forgive or not to forgive. AXA Productions in the chat room says that sometimes in order to help you move beyond a situation, you might want to go and get some therapy. And I jokingly respond, black folks don't do no doggone therapy.
They have their own way of therapy.
Well, can we define what therapy is? Because one therapy may not be the therapy to another. See,
that's
personally,
true.
For me, I need a pineapple shake, some sardines, and Vienna sausage, and some pickles, you know what I'm saying? And some Family Guy, and that's therapy for me. But, you know, somebody else might
and
be
then there's some
of,
people who want
to
have
a wine,
herbal therapy. You know, they want to indulge in herbal therapies. There are other people who want to indulge in an alcohol-induced form of therapy. There are other people who want to jog, exercise. There's some people who need a shoulder to cry on. There are different forms of therapy, but AXA Production says that if you're willing to go and your partner isn't willing to go, what do? Then you find out it's too late, then you're grasping at straws. Well, yeah, you got to, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it all starts and ends with you. What you're willing to do, what you're willing to deal with on some real stuff, you know what I mean? That's the only way you're going to make it through with anything. But I want to put a little quote out there from, you know, Mr. Bryant McGill. He says, there is no love without forgiveness, and there is no forgiveness without love.
Right.
And there is so much truth to that, you know what I mean? If your mother and father abandoned you, but you've made it through your youth into adulthood, and you have dragged that into adulthood with you, and you don't know how to forgive this person who has abandoned you, and it hurts like hell, but you must realize that there's a certain amount of bitterness that's engulfed you because of the baggage that you've dragged these feelings into your adult life with you. So at some point, the healing process has to begin. You know, there's so many different forms of hurt that's out there, so there's no one-shot-fix-all cure for forgiveness. But the most important thing, like my man said, you know what I mean? There can be no love without forgiveness and no forgiveness without love.
That's
so it all depends on where you're starting this love from and where you want to take it. Because I can assure you, bitterness and happiness do not go together. You understand what I'm saying? Bitterness
mm-hmm.
and happiness do not go together. They are two separate entities entirely. AXA Productions says, but love should be a priority to work through the tough times regardless of what those times are. That includes going through relationship therapy. You're right, and I see you still clinging to your therapy. You're right. Sometimes a relationship requires therapy. And sometimes you do need a neutral party, but if y'all can't get in there, maybe y'all need to be neutral with each other. Be like, look, the situation is already screwed up. It can't get no worse. So me and you need to sit down right here and talk about this BS that we're going through.
I think it still go back to what I said initially. It still go back to your man in the mirror, because if you're not honest with yourself and wanting to work through whatever it is, all that other stuff is not going to matter. You know, people need to check their foundation. You know what I'm saying? You know, people go through these motions, but in true reality, do they really want to work that out? Because if they did, they would seek therapy. They would seek anything possible to work it out, if that's truly what they want to do. So still go back to that individual, you know, each individual, if you truly want to work it out, you're going to do everything possible to do that. But if you don't, you're going to find any reason not to.
You're right about that, K. Diddy. You know, we don't always agree on everything, but I agree with you on that. It depends on the individual, because one person might be really hurt behind it and can't get past it, but are trying to or saying that they will. And then there's that other person that might be looking for that excuse to do what they've always wanted to do anyway. And that's, oh, you did it, I can do it too. And two wrongs don't always make a right. You know what I'm saying? But who knows? It might have been in the back of their mind. They've been wanting to do that anyway. So now they got an out.
That credit card.
Somebody in the chat room says, true, each individual is responsible for their emotions. Absolutely. Not only are we responsible for our emotions, we're all responsible for our actions. And it makes absolutely no sense to say, okay, I'll forgive him, but I can't forget. That don't make no sense to me. You understand what I'm saying? At some point, something got to give if we're going to get beyond this, whatever this is. This is not even all about relationships. We're talking about life in general. Sometimes even you can't even, a lot of us torture our own selves over something that we did.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
And we regret it, and we tear ourselves apart, and we tear our life apart, and we sabotage ourselves with self-destructive patterns, all because we cannot forgive or forget this one moment that we have got to get beyond in order to live, man.
You are really right about that, Tony. And it depends on that individual. That individual might not be able to get past it. And it's like, okay, well, you're just torturing yourself, and you're torturing the other person that's with you. And eventually, you know, it's going to be a split anyway, because, you know, neither side.
Why? Because you're not keeping it real with yourself.
Exactly.
Mr. K. Beauty, please elaborate, sir. You just jumped in and say keeping it real. Please elaborate. Bring your realm of thought, sir.
Well, I've been saying it all along. You know, it all goes back to the individual, because nothing can happen if you truly want it to happen. But most people that don't work out solutions, you know, they always find the reasons why not, but they don't find the reasons why they should. You know, it takes the same energy, the same thought process, you know. It just all depends on whether you want to be positive or negative, you know. So you'll never work out a situation if you don't truly want to. So people are just not honest with themselves. That's why I keep saying, you know, if the foundation is weak, anything you build on that foundation is going to be weak also. So we still need to check ourselves whenever there's a problem, whether you're going to forgive or forget. Damn near all of us. We know right then and there we're going to be able to get past that or not. You know what I'm saying? We really do. We know right then and there we're going to be able to get past that or not. You know, a lot of times if we can't, you know, we don't say
that. Nah, I'm not going to agree with that, because in the initial instance, there are too many raw emotions, so you're definitely not thinking logically. You're not trying to filter things. You're just going on that emotion in that one moment. Whatever that hurt is, whatever that betrayal is in that moment, there's absolutely no way you're thinking clearly enough to know you can get through that in that moment.
Okay, well, if that's the case, you need to move on. You know, because some people can feel if they're going to harbor that resentment.
Exactly. That's my point. When something happens to you, you know right then and there, based on you, your emotions.
Am I going to get past this or not? Right.
If you're going to be able to get past some shit or not, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
We make up all them excuses. Yeah, well, you know, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no thing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Man, come on. Well, we know. You know, like, just like half of us know that we can dish it, but we can't take it. We know that, too. But they ain't going to be honest with that.
Mm-mm.
But that's the truth.
They ain't going to be honest enough to say it, either.
Yeah, well, a lot of people ain't going to say that I got issues and truly mean they got issues. You know, and then some of us will, you know what I'm saying? But at least that's being in touch with the reality that, you know, you got things that you know that you need to work toward, at least you ain't in denial, saying that you could deal with some crap knowing that you can't.
And that is the true nature of it, and that's what I encourage. That's one of the reasons we're doing this show today, is to encourage people. You know, if you know you can't handle it, don't say you can handle it. And then
get out of the water.
And
just get out of the water. Get out of the water. The water's too deep. Get out. The water's too deep.
Yeah, before your ass drown. Because bitterness and negativity is going to drown your ass. You know what I mean? You will find yourself just caught up, and it takes away so much of the short lifespan that we have to be engulfed in constant back and forth about something that if you claim you could get beyond. But the key to the forgiveness, and you know, I'm about to get one into one of my philosophical moments again, is that forgiveness is like a soothing balm for the soul, man. You got to let it wash through your soul.
Because, if you can. If you can, and if you can, you have to get away
from the reminder of what the hurt was.
Exactly. And it's just like K. Diddy said, you know, you can feel within yourself if you're going to be able to forgive that person or not. And if you feel that you can, okay, work on it. But then there are some people that are so revengeful, and, you know, and that revenge will come out, okay, you hurt me, okay, I'm gonna say that I can make this work, and I'm going to make your friggin' life miserable, like what you did to me, you know, tit for tat.
And they go through every day doing that, walking
mm-hmm.
through the house,
mm-hmm.
not speaking, not having a kind word, and all of a sudden now you're not talking to each other, you're talking at each other.
Right.
And the question I have to ask in that scenario is, how much ass do you expect one to truly kiss if you done made up your mind that misery is your best friend?
Well, it's not about how much they think about how much ass they're going to kiss. It's like, you're going to do this, you know? I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to make you miserable. You done fucked over me, and it's on like Donkey Kong.
AXC Production says we all have a defense mechanism not to show our vulnerability. Well, that is true. Everybody wants to act like they're armor-coded, and everybody wants to act like, you know, but at the end of the day, we all hurt. Unless you're born with some kind of chemical imbalance in the brain,
but
some measure of feeling and emotion is running through you.
Let me throw this out there too, Tony. When everybody walk around with these force fields on up, you know, because we all got them defense mechanisms, you know, like the person in the chat room said, but now we walk around with these defense mechanisms up. To me, that's another form of, I call it the people's game. You know, I'm holding back, you holding back, you don't really know me, I don't really know you, so now what are we really doing anyway? You know, so now you go on some whole other stuff, but check that man and that woman in the mirror, get self right, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't deal with a situation, the water's too deep, get out of it. But if you know that you can, make a sincere effort, you know, to navigate those waters. But if you can't, don't make your shit miserable, make everybody else miserable. And that's just it at the end of the day.
But you know what, though, K. Diddy, that makes some people's day to make other people miserable, because they are.
Absolutely.
Misery loves company, you know.
But all I'm saying is be real with that too. I'm just going to make your shit miserable. Be real with that too. Though. Say that. Let it be known.
That's not going to always happen because it's not going to always happen because that's what they know. Okay, I'm miserable, and you didn't give me a real big excuse to make you miserable. You know, they could have came into the relationship miserable, and then, you know, for them to get messed over, jacked around, or whatever, that's just really giving them an excuse to blow it up, you know, blow it up. Okay, like, okay, I'm already a jacked up person, and then you done made it worse, so it's on. I'm going to fuck you up, okay?
Joy, they just said you crazy in the chat room. Joy, you crazy. But,
yeah, that's
you know
right.
I mean? Yeah.
I got my moments like everybody else would. And like I always tell people in the chat room, I love you, but I ain't scared of none of y'all niggas. I love you, but I ain't scared of none of y'all. Bring it.
but hold on, Joy. I want to go back to that statement that you just made, that the person already came in with issues.
Right.
Would they not for a moment say that these issues then cause the other person to act in a certain manner if you came in with these issues from a previous situation without getting the forgiveness and the closure that you needed over there?
But you know what, Tony? That could be a double-edged sword. It depends on the individual. We got some psycho people out there that hide their psychoness until they get into a relationship and something might trigger it, you know? And then there's other ones that's like, okay, let's see what we can do with this here. Okay? So it depends on the individual. you never know a person until you've been around them for a minute. You know, you see what you see from the outside. It attracts you. You want to get to know this person. And a lot of times people jump into situations without really knowing who they're dealing with.
Hold on. I think somebody wants to jump in. 111, you're on live with us. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Yeah, I haven't. I wasn't on hold for longer than 20 minutes this time, so that's pretty good.
Oh, here goes the neighborhood.
You know,
hey, Joe.
You know what? Here I am. I was listening, and I heard Tony talk about chemical imbalance. Oh, hi, Joy. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you want to go there. Okay, bring it, bro, because I ain't scared of your monkey ass as always. So.
Well, what happened? I'm saying hi.
Hi.
What did
back
I do
at you?
Joe, look at
chemical imbalance.
How you doing, Tony? Hey, K. Diddy. What's up, Joy?
Hey,
baby.
Sir. How are you?
We got your topic up and running, Joe. We got your topic called to forgive or not to forgive.
Very
that
important.
Is the question.
if one can do it, it takes a shaman at times. But like I said last week, a person who does have the capacity to forgive, they should forgive not because they actually accept, well, let's say because the other person is so worthy of forgiveness. Person should forgive in order to take that pain that's within them and absolve themselves of the pain. So, to me, I'm a...
But a lot of people can't do that, though, Joe, you know?
I know, but I mean, it's like you have to be like a shaman, like I just said, you know, because it takes a lot of, I guess, mental or emotional skill, because if you've been harmed, especially by one that you've trusted, it takes somebody that can really forgive.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a lot of them out there these days.
No. But men are very...
Now, Joe, I got to ask you a question. I asked Joy this question early.
Uh-huh.
Because on this week, we're actually talking about forgiveness. You know what I mean? What would you say is one of the first and most important steps one would have to take to begin the process of forgiveness?
Oh.
Well,
okay.
It's like what K. Diddy said. You got to look within yourself. And if you're strong enough to be able to deal with that and get past it. You know within yourself, it's just like be true to you, okay? You know if you can or not. But then there's some people out there that know they can't, but then they're going to make that other person miserable because they can. And then there's others that's like, okay, I'm going to get past this and move on. But like I said, that seed of doubt is going to always be there. It's like you got stung by a bee. You're going to feel that. You know, you can get past it and move on, but you're going to remember how that felt at some point. It might be something out there that might trigger it, you know. And if you're that strong person, it's like, well, I'm not going to let this get to me. I'm going to move on. You know, do that. But a lot of people, they're not going to admit that they screwed up. And here's the opportunity, you know, to make somebody else miserable because they did something to you. And they're not going to admit that.
Joe, you up next to bat. Joe, jump on that. What would be one of the first things you'd say is the most important thing towards forgiveness, sir?
Well, again, as I said last week and repeating now, to forgive somebody, if you do it because of religious reasons, you're going to find it kind of hard to forgive unless you're really a religious zealot. If you can say, this person sucks, this person is really crap, but this pain that's inside me, I'm not going to let him or her use that pain against me. So I'm going to forgive them. Not because they deserve it. They don't deserve it. But because I don't want to walk around here with a hole in my soul. But if you're living with somebody, I think that's what Joy was alluding to. If you're living with somebody, or if that person is going to stay in your life, then I would say, hey, you got to show me you're worthy of forgiveness. Okay, you've got to make amends. This thing about I'm sorry, that doesn't cut it with me.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, none of this crap, well, I'm sorry, baby. Yeah, you're sorry? Show me you're sorry.
No, it's like, I already know you're sorry. I want an apology.
No, I want more than that. Nah, fuck that.
Sweet Dee says to tell everybody big ups, and she says it is not about religion. And AXA Production says, yes, you have to give it to God, but you are still accountable for your actions.
Yep, that's true.
I don't know.
You are accountable for your actions. But, you know,
yes,
it depends on the person's religion, because there might be people out there that don't believe in the same thing other people believe in, but you are still responsible for your own actions, regardless of what your beliefs are.
Sweet D says, forgive it because it frees you up from holding on to past issues, and it won't allow you to fully grow. And that is the most important thing, as my man Joe said. You got to admit that this person sucks. And then you say, in order to free myself of it so that I can move forward, not even move on, move forward, and so that I can grow as a person, this forgiveness is essential to my growth, because you're not going to grow from negativity and bitterness and holding on to that. Whatever it is, it's a betrayal, abandonment, cheating, whatever it is, and what I'm about to say might cause a bit of controversy, but if you're in a physically abusive situation and you got away from it and you no longer are around the person, you have to remove the pain from that abuse so that you can grow as a person. Because as long as you're still dwelling in the pain that you have escaped from, that person still has hold of you.
Right.
And you can never shake that.
That's
you're
true.
Right. Absolutely right. The thing is, how do we do it? And again, if you're a shaman, you know, you can do it.
Well, this is the point where it gets to be a spiritual, and when you have to start reaching out for that faith, and when you have to really come to grips with yourself, whether you have the ability to heal, but still goes back to self.
Mm-hmm.
Physician, healer, and Asia Productions. I see you. I keep calling you AXA, but you say it's Asia, so I'm going to roll with Asia. Asia Productions said, you will always repeat the cycle what someone else can. Again, that is true. If you don't get away from it, you will start repeating it with somebody else. And it comes back to what I was saying earlier. You have developed a self-destructive button. You're sabotaging another relationship based on a poisonous one before.
Yep.
Freak D says, true death, K. Diddy, true death. You know what I mean? I am a firm believer. It's not even moving on, because, you know, I think people give moving on too much credit. I prefer to look at it as moving forward. And there's certain things you have to do to move forward. If you get bitten by a snake, you have to get the toxins and the poison removed for that wound to heal. And these are the things that I look at in life, and because I'm a very philosophical soul. So if your soul and your heart has been wounded, if your soul and your heart has had poison injected into it, you have got to remove the poison and the toxin so that your heart can beat again, so that you can feel again, so that you can allow yourself to breathe again, because the longer you let the toxin and the poison just manifest and fester inside of you, the lingering effects go on and on. Jamton, I see you. Yes, moving forward is a much better analogy. Thank you. Sweet D Love says, don't go back. Never! I hear y'all. I see you in the chat room. Y'all going in hard today. But that is the truth.
Sometimes people want seconds.
Yeah. True.
You know, might be that elusive snapping thing.
Yeah, well, it's like I said earlier. Sometimes some people, misery loves company. I'm miserable, so I'm going to make your ass miserable, too.
Well, that's all
you
the
know?
Time.
Well, you know, that's
you know
your
what
problem,
I mean? Stick and stay, y'all. Matter of fact, you know, we're talking about forgiveness, and in order for you to start this forgiveness, you got to let some sunshine come into your rain.
Sorry. Yesterday. drain. Sonny, you smiled at me, Billy. Ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone, and the bright days are here. My sonny won't shine, so sincere. Sonny won't so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. May not look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Cross a mile plane, got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I feel you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first escape, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Okay, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way.
Show your boy Pretty Tony in the building once again. Welcome to Can a Player Play. The switchboard is lit up. The chat room is lit up. Everybody online, I see you. Welcome back to the show. K Diddy, Lady Joy, of course, my man Joe from Montana. This week we're talking about to forgive or not to forgive.
And can I just say one quickie that those people over at World Movement are simply genius, man. That song right there was lovely. Make me just want to go outside and ride in the sun.
Ain't that the
with your vine of sausage and sardines.
Absolutely.
There's a whole lot of love jumping off in the chat room, man. I got hearts floating all over you. People talking about I love
Aww.
You, man.
Are
you
we going to make connections up in there?
So there's a whole lot of love up in the chat room, and that's a great feeling on the show today because, you know, we're talking about forgiveness and its necessity, man. And I'm going to give the credit to my man, Joe from Montana, who said we should have a show about forgiveness. Asia Productions is asking KB if she can, Asia Productions is saying, can I ride with you? I guess that's for KB to go outside and just go riding. And Sweet D Love says, Lady Joy, you know, she's not shouting you out. So that's what we're going to talk about this week. Forgiveness. Sometimes you got to let it go. Sometimes you got to move forward because bitterness and love can't exist in the same room. One is going to cancel the other out.
Exactly.
And I'm going to
but
you understand
like I said,
what I'm saying?
It's like I said before, you know, a person knows within themselves going in, you know, and they know the things that they've dealt with in the past, experienced in the past. And if it comes around to them again, you know, it's like, okay, like, I'm about tired of this, but I'm not going to reveal that. So I'm going to just make this person miserable, you know, because I am. And that is so unfair. You know, we're all human. God, he didn't make no mistakes, but we're not perfect, you know, and we're going to do some screwed up shit, you know, everybody, you know.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what it might be, you know, we're going to make mistakes, and that's where you learn from, making your mistakes. You make that mistake, you know, not to do that again, go around it, go up under it, behind it, through it, whatever, you know, but that's how you learn, because if you don't make mistakes, you'll never know what it is that you're doing.
Well, separate that too, Joy. That's for the rational people, but don't.
Because there's a lot of people that out here that's not irrational, you know?
That's what I was going to say, because this is kind of play. We have to acknowledge those are unrational, the dysfunctional people that get stuck over there on that other page.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's the dysfunctional side, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where people realize there's an issue, but they don't want to face the issue, so they allow it to fester. Like we're talking about, they allow it to fester. To me, that's the dysfunctional side.
Right, and we're not calling no names. You know who you are.
Because y'all not keeping it real. Y'all say y'all keeping
it real.
But
anybody calling no names that know you crazy.
Really not you're not keeping it real, Junior.
You know you crazy and stuff, so... Mm-hmm.
Asia Productions says they're stuck and stupid, and K-Diddy, I think this is for you. They say they want to go cruising on the bike, Harley cruising on a Sunday afternoon.
Woo!
So,
especially today, as nice as it is, too.
Well, tell them for like $50,000 a day, they got that.
Like that's going to happen.
Sweet V says you got to keep it 100,000. You know what I mean? Of course it's like
absolutely.
A hamster being on a wheel over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, we can sit here and talk all we want till we blew in the face. But it's whoever is walking through, whoever this show is for, when you listen to the archives, or if you're listening live to our voices right now, we're human beings just like you, and everybody on here done did some foul shit at some point. But we've made it through, and the person, everybody has to make it through. Jam Tim says, if you've made mistakes, there is always another chance for you. You may have a fresh start at any moment you choose. Failure is not in the falling down, but it is in the staying down. Ain't that some deep shit? That's what we're talking about.
But you know what, Tony?
There's a difference between making a mistake and then getting back up as opposed to trying to forgive somebody else. Whose mistake made you the victim?
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's like we all fall down, but we all get back up. Okay? At some point, you're human. You made a mistake. Okay, I screwed up. Okay, well, give me a chance. Okay? Because some people do stupid shit and not realize it until they do, until it is brought to their attention, or they try to sneak and think, oh, I can get away with this, and get busted, and it comes back around again.
And that's when they should.
As a matter of fact, I want to throw this in there, too, because, you know, we try to do the best we can up here to take all sides of the story. Then there are some people who hurt people, not intentionally, by their actions and their words and their thoughts, but they can't process the thought that they've hurt you. And you're sitting there dwelling in it and trying to present it to them, and they're sitting there looking at you like, you stupid. And you wondering if y'all are from the same planet, but there are just some people like that. They just don't see it. They don't get it.
Yeah.
And
so
you're hurting yourself.
Still at that point, you have to take responsibility for you. It still boils down to the same simple fact. It don't matter who did who or who get done. You know, you both got dead. So it depends on how you deal with that situation. Still boils down to that individual. Either you're going to deal with this shit, man or woman up, you know, or you're going to be in denial about it and go the dysfunctional route. You know, it's only two roads. It ain't no in the middle.
Yeah, but they're two different situations, though. Again, if somebody isn't living with you, if you're not going to see them again, then in order to get rid of that hole in your soul, I say forgive. If they're going to be with you, they have to make amends. Because if you forgive them, and if they don't get it like Tony's talking about, you might as well just turn your back around now and get ready to get stabbed again. And I'm not doing it. You better get what I'm telling you. You better get that I'm hurt. If you don't get it, you can get going.
Okay, well, I feel but you made a conscious decision on how you're going to deal with it from the onset, Joe, and
right.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If people get real with themselves, then you know how you're going to proceed if any action takes place, whichever direction. But you've made a conscious decision prior to already. If this don't happen, you're going to do this. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah.
So that still starts with self. Based on what that situation was and whatever previous experience you may have had, good, bad, or indifferent, that led you to the point in time of your life when you're going to make that decision on how you're going to proceed. It still starts with self.
Oh, yeah. But the development of our personalities and our psyches, sometimes it takes a long time because...
Everybody wakes up a different time, man. That's what life's about.
Exactly, exactly.
You know,
Depends on the individual.
Uh-huh.
And life experiences. We all don't wake up at the same time. That's why we're all unique. We all have our own different personalities, and that's why we all deal with the same situation differently.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't argue with you there.
Amen. Boy, I'm getting agreed with a whole lot today, boy. I'm one that's lightning.
That's totally unusual. Okay.
I know, huh?
You're getting profound today for some reason.
I give y'all one of my Vianney sauces, too, because I love y'all.
No, that's all right. Keep it.
I don't share them with just anybody.
I know, but that's okay.
I want you to know that.
Yeah, enjoy.
Appreciate the offer, but that's okay.
You know, one of these days you'll be profound, too, Joy.
Yeah, and maybe you will be, too, bruh.
I was laughing.
I know how hard that might be for you, but...
And the week
Tony, there they go. Kids. We're being profound.
He started it.
There y'all go.
I was trying to be nice, but you know
there
he had to come
go.
Up here messing with me and shit. So you know you get
you
when you come you get some bruh.
Sticks and stones.
Like, you
sticks and stones.
Whatever.
Joe, stop starting it.
No. Like a big old kid. Nah. No.
See, y'all can't have no more. That's why y'all be getting put on timeout.
No, Daddy, no.
I'm up here trying to be nice, and he's the one that's up there tripping and carrying on, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, dang. What, you been getting them for the past month or something? That's your problem.
Mommy,
you have to take it out of everybody else.
Y'all be tripping on
you,
man. For real. Asia Production says, hey, I like Vienna sausages. That's for you, K. Diddy. Sweet D. Love says
the goddess in me allows me to grow beyond the bitterness and let love have its perfect way.
Major Production said,
yes, look into the mirror, y'all. You know what I mean? Of course, it's one of the keys you've got to take away from, I hope, whoever is listening to this, because a lot of times when we do shows, it's therapy for me, it's therapy for everybody else, but there's somebody who listens to it, and it's for you.
Yep.
The key to the game is you. Not no book, not no radio show, the key to the game is you. If you're going to a therapist, you notice that when you lay down and you're talking to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a therapist, the first thing they ask you is, what's going on with you? Tell me about how do you feel about that? You know what I mean? You notice they always put it back on you, and they'd be like, so how do you feel about this betrayal? How do you feel about this abandonment? How do you feel about this? Because the key, so get your pen and paper out since you don't know. Oh,
and act like you do, Joe, because I know that's hard for you.
And write this down. The first step to forgiveness. The first step to forgiveness or the first step to love is you. Going inside yourself.
Right.
To see what's happening with you. Because if you don't know what's happening with you, how are you going to figure out what's happening with me?
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is jumbled.
Like Joe's.
No, you get two passes. The third pass, I'm on your ass.
Instead of you bring it. Okay, you always start stuff with me.
Okay.
There's times when I agree with you,
right.
And then you still
want to
start stuff. So
what? The third shit, I'm on your ass. Okay.
Okay, and I'm back at you, bro.
Sweet D wants me to say something. See, Sweet D wants me to say, find a place where you are comfortable with you, and then you will find your truth. Then you can share that truth with the world.
She's so right about that.
Absolutely.
Totally
now, go ahead, children. Go at each other. Go at each other again, because that's what makes
fine.
It
fine. Think about Joe monkey ass, okay?
Yeah, well, monkey this ass. Okay?
Oh, children. Y'all don't know what the show was like before you showed up, brother, because you're very joy-going. You know, we get
joy
all round. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. This show was nice and sane until I got here.
Yeah, you just come in and just disrupt all kind of
hold,
shit.
Hold up. No. It was not. So you cannot make that statement, Joe.
Yeah, you can't make that claim either, bruh.
You're right, because before I showed up, Joy was insane. You're right.
Absolutely. Still
and
is.
So
no.
And always will be. What?
You
got a problem with that? And if you do, so damn what? I got a whole bunch of ass you can kiss on that one, okay?
I bet you got a whole bunch of ass and a whole bunch of people to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can see
so
we go
pucker
ahead.
Up, bro.
I'm not
pucker up.
So great to the rear.
No.
Oh, my God. They are on here tripping.
No pucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, to forgive or not to forgive.
I forgive her.
Actually.
I don't forgive
really?
You.
I forgive her.
Talking about laughter
monkey
is used for the soul. That's why we have fun. Look, I'm going to tell y'all, for those of y'all joining Kenneth Player Play for the first time, we ghetto, but we prolific. We dysfunctional, but at the same time, we're very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
We help you to think. That's what we're here to do, man. Because we come on here, and we just try to get in your mind a little bit. You know what I mean? They are dying in the chat room at you and Joe. Y'all really need to quit, man. I'm serious. But don't go the way y'all stick and stay.
Come on.
welcome back to the show. Can I play play? Your boy Pretty Tony right here. The good folks in the chat room have so much to say. Sweet D says, in purity and singleness of mind, you will find what you're seeking. Asia Production says, before you get got, be sure you know who you are and what you don't want. And Sweet D says, because what you're seeking is seeking you, so keep it pure. Keep the thoughts coming in, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about forgiveness today on Can I Play a Play? And we're talking about allowing good stuff to come into your life, because a lot of us have had enough of the bullshit. Let's be real.
Yep.
You know? And there's only so much of that we can feed off. So we got to learn from the lessons. If you're stirring the same ingredients in the same pot, you cannot get a different result. And that is just common sense. If you want love and understanding in your life, you have to give love and understanding. An old African friend of mine once told me, he says, when people tell you who they are, believe them. And sometimes what you're looking for in a person might not be there. And you can't make it be there. So you have to accept that person for who they are, forgive them, and go find what it is you need in your life.
That's so true.
And so that's where we are. A lot of us start off with pain and negativity that's given to us, and we carry it in our early life. But when you become an adult, you have a conscious decision to make as to whether it's time to shed this baggage that you never wanted in the first place.
Oh, you're right, Tony, because if you're harboring stuff, you'll never grow.
No. A lot of us grew in single-parent homes. A lot of us didn't have our moms or our dads or our big brothers or some significant other that you needed around, and you drag it on and on and on with you. And at some point, you got to set that bag down and say, I made it. So your husband cheated on you. So your wife cheated on you. Your baby mama, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. How long are you going to let that torture your soul? When is it you're going to say, I got to shake this? I really, really got to shake this for my life to go on. When is it, you know, whether it's you need to pray to God, Buddha, Allah, whatever you need to do, you need to come to a place of peace within yourself.
That's
that
right.
That you can allow this peace to come back into you that was taken from you. Because a lot of times when we get hurt, a lot of it is self-inflicted. Like a woman who falls in love with a guy who told her from day one he a player. Or the guy that goes to the strip club and want to fall in love with Destiny. Destiny ain't in love with you. She in love with your wallet, homeboy. So shout out to Player Ology. That's taken directly out of the book. I suggest you get a copy of that book. For a lot of you guys out there who need to do some evaluation, Destiny gives the same line to every brother that come in that club. How you going to get mad at her? She doing her thing, brother.
She working.
She working. A lot of us, like I said, now some of that stuff isn't self-inflicted. There was a parent who decided him or her were not going to be around, and they really hurt us. But now you've dragged this pain. You're 40 years old and still talking about this pain. And this pain is causing a blockage in your relationship with your children, or a blockage in receiving the love that you so desperately want, because you don't even see the self-destructive nature of yourself. That's why I've lowered the tone of my voice, to let you know I'm not convicting you. I'm not judging you. I'm just stating the facts. Love, bitterness, negativity, hatred, and all those things dwell in different rooms. They can't coexist, because they're constantly going back and forth. I love you, but I hate you. I warn you, but I don't. You're sending mixed signals here, man. Let a brother know something. Sweet D, go within to find what it is your purpose is, then live it. Sometimes we go through things not for ourselves, but to help someone else. Mm. According to your journey is how you learn, and we have been sent for different reasons. Right on.
Well,
Age of Production says you have to learn what you see growing up, but you have to give to make changes. You have the gift to make changes. You are absolutely right. It's ingrained in us. Whatever you believe in, put something in us called willpower. You know what I mean?
And if that doesn't work, you know his quote, a world-famous philosopher, he did it first. You can always quote her.
Say what now?
That was you, Joy. He did it first. He did it first. Remember?
Whatever.
You're now
Whatever.
A philosopher.
See, there he goes, starting shit again.
There
I ain't said nothing to his pretty ass, and
there
he
goes.
Whatever, dude. Grow the
there
fuck up and quit tripping.
There he goes.
Now, you guys keep it real.
We are
keeping it real. He started the shit. I'm over here minding my own business, and dude over here tripping as usual.
See
what?
Well, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Y'all can't get along 5 minutes unsupervised.
That's because he always starting shit. I'm not putting up with that. Ain't nobody scared of him. He think because he starts something that he ain't gonna get it back. You gotta bring something to get some, bruh.
Oh,
and you will get it.
This I'm telling you, this is worth all the money in the world.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only way you can get your thrills. Okay.
Well, not the only way, but it's a good
Yeah,
way.
The only way. Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be fucking with me like you do. Okay?
He started it.
You did start it. You always do.
No, I don't always start it.
You ain't always thinking that somebody's scared of you. Ain't nobody scared of you, bruh.
I just wait for you, and that's all.
And where?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said, I just wait for you, and I said, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Now, there go a classic case in point of how quickly we can go from a beautiful moment and just descend into chaos.
Right.
That's
but
because
we still here,
your old monkey ass always starting shit.
Well.
And I'm glad y'all see how dysfunctional we are, because a lot of times, you know, you listen to, like, other shows and therapy shows and shows, and everybody on there just sounds like everything is wonderful. And everything is groovy. And
we're far from that, bruh.
We dysfunctional as hell up on here. So
and we love it.
Easier for you to relate to us.
That's what makes the show.
I mean,
dysfunctional
right.
people up in here. And
that's
Joe
right.
is the head dysfunctional person all up and through. What?
That's right.
So we let y'all know how dysfunctional we truly are, but we still can set it aside for a moment to have the therapy session, which we all need. We ain't going front. We up on here trying to need some forgiveness, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I need to forgive Bloody
And I forgive your monkey ass joke.
Your chicken
it's about time.
To come offering me Vienna sausages. But it's cool, though. I took it.
I'm glad for you, and I forgive your monkey-ass Joe, okay?
I said I heard you. I'm glad.
Okay, I just want to make sure you did.
God,
Can you want to know what the topic is? The topic is forgiveness, but we do descend into chaos on here. It's what we do. We dysfunctional. The topic is all about forgiveness, and trust me, we all forgive each other.
On occasion.
Telling you.
You know what I mean? Oh, Asia Productions talking about they can carry on without us. What you mean you can carry on without us? We still giving out
don't want to be here.
Good advice about business.
Carry on then.
And love.
Yeah, Asia. Hey, that's the way this program goes. AXA Asia, whatever.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
We have a love-hate relationship with all of us, and you can carry on.
So we all right, you're right. Let me put my voice back on and get back to discussing forgiveness.
Yeah, get out the soft boy and get hard again. Well, yes. Take it at whatever way you want.
I was going to say a thing on that one. I'm going to let you stick.
He now knows what I meant. You might not.
I done got all bumblebee and lost over here because I'm trying to do the chat room and the switchboard at the same time. But anyway, yes, people in the chat room, we're going to get back to the topic about forgiving and forgiveness. So I'm going to throw something out to the good folks in the chat room. Asia Productions, this is for you. If there's one thing you would like to share about the journey to forgiveness, what would that one thing be? Sweet D, that's for you also, and Jam 10, that's for you also. Let me know one thing you'd want me to share, say on the air right now that you think is one of the most crucial things into forgiveness so that you can keep your life moving. Let me bring the chat room back up here. I'm waiting on y'all. Come on, come on.
Yeah, call
don't get scared. We ain't.
Call in.
Bring it.
Oh, you can call in and say it if you want to. Just type it in. What is one of the most important things you would say is important for one to begin the journey to forgiveness? Asia Productions, I'm waiting on you. Jam 10, I'm waiting on you. Sweet D Love, I'm waiting on you too. Sweet D Love says purity of the heart. Asia Productions says,
that's pretty good. That's
actually
she's so
profound. Asia
Productions says, forgiving myself for harboring ill feelings towards an ex. Okay, Jampton, I'm waiting on you now. So, 21
years.
Asia Productions, come on, you need to move on.
I'm taking a look at that. Holy
that's
shit.
A long ass time.
That's a long ass time.
But I'm the
damn. You needed this show.
Whoa.
You definitely needed it.
Yeah. We should have it next week.
And it's not like we're cracking on you. It's like, you know, this is what we're feeling right now. And you know, we give a lot of love. We you know, we crack on each other. We talk about each other. But we all love each other. And right now, you are the target, baby. Okay. But wait a minute. It's meant with a lot of love, okay? It's meant with a lot of love because, you know, we try to be.
She was married.
But I understand that. I understand that. You know, we try to be therapeutic, and yeah, we have our moments and we're dysfunctional, but dysfunction works for some people, you know? Okay, and if you're having problems, baby, after 20 years, it's time to, like, break that cycle and move the hell on. You know, we got your back. We love you. You know, and we all have suffered from, suffered from some kind of craziness in our life. I'm suffering from it right now with dude's monkey ass, okay, and I do this every Sunday, but I love him. He love me. He might not want to admit it. You know, I can't stand
it.
Damn
right, I don't want to admit it.
What the hell ever, okay? We all know better.
Jam 10. Jam 10 says, I'm going home in 2 weeks. I haven't been home in 20 years. My journey is to
from where?
Somebody. You know what?
Where up? Where they from?
No, it's a forgiveness.
Where you from? Let's know where you're from, Jam 10. And see, that's one of the reasons earlier I said it. Even though we're talking about relationships, I'm also talking about a lot of us forgiving parents who we had issues with,
you know what?
Giving children that we have issues with. And I made sure I mentioned abandonment because sometimes, a lot of times, you know, we're in these single-parent homes and we have issue with a parent who was never around or should have been around more or never showed up. And this drags it way into our lives, you know? And so we can all relate. You can all relate. Yes, Asia Productions, that's why he's an ex. I understand. Don't harbor any ill feelings towards your ex because that's exactly why he's an ex. That means he was a past tense.
Well, you know what? I think everybody has been a past tense at some point in their life.
Yeah.
Joe's always a past tense, but, you know, we're not talking about that right now.
No, better not.
Everybody has been a past tense. And they're like, and it's time, you know, you got to move on from that. Because somebody might be a past tense in your life, you know. They could be your past tense.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam Ken says, first of all, I'm honored that you're in New Zealand listening to us. We all feel special that you're in New Zealand listening to us. And damn, we got an international audience.
Hey.
But you're heading home to Western Australia. Well, welcome to the damn show, New Zealand.
All up and through here. Okay.
You know what I mean?
And when you go to Australia, Jampton, please take Joy with you, okay?
See, there you go. Okay, and I haven't told anybody to take your monkey ass anywhere. You need to be all up out of here anyway, because you're all up in Montana in the mountains and stuff. That's all you know.
Woman?
What?
What?
Never mind.
New Zealand
is way over your head.
Better stay that way, too.
Yeah, because that's the only head that you know to use anyway, so what?
No, I got another one, but...
Yeah, well, from what I heard, it doesn't work.
Not from what you...
Hey, Jansen, I'm going to try to pronounce what you just wrote. Maybe it's some New Zealand stuff you wrote. Kia ora ake wahanu. Hey, whatever that means. Jansen, Joe, this is for you. Jansen says they would much rather take you to Australia. Y'all would have more fun.
Well,
okay.
All right, Jansen.
So that might be your invitation to go to Australia.
Yeah, but I want to make sure, is that a boy or a girl in the chat room?
Joe wants to know, what's your sexuality?
That's
before
you respond
first to that question.
Yeah. Because, you know. No.
We got a love connection going on here, so are you male or female, Jansen? Reveal it.
Yeah, I'm not exactly homophobic, but I just got to find out for sure.
Whatever. Yeah, we know you jumped the fence, Joe. Ain't no thing.
We need to know if you're
ain't no thing, but it's like a wing, Joe.
We understand you. We need to know if you're male or female. We know you're laughing your ass off. What did you want?
Good answer. Good answer. That was a good one. Oh, you're not gonna say. Okay.
Yeah, Joe, you up there talking about take me to New Zealand. They might want to take your monkey ass, okay?
Yeah, well, no, Jampton says she's a female, therefore I'm going with her. Thank you, Joy.
Go.
Monkey ass invitation, but I'm going.
Go.
And all right. Thank you, Jampton. Now I can leave this.
And they could be lying, okay?
Oh, she said, hey, Joe, she says, I'm female, Joe.
I said, thanks. I'm going with her. I'm leaving Joy behind. Her and a...
Thank you. Appreciate it. You won't be missed all up and through here, bruh.
Anyway, we're down to the last 3 minutes of the show. Look, we had a great show, but...
We always
know,
do.
Yeah, y'all,
sure
we
do.
Dysfunctional. It don't matter, but I hope you learned something from us.
No, we're not.
Whatever. And you know what? I love everybody that I talk to every Sunday, even you, Joe. Okay.
Well, you better.
For some, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I'm like, you know, temporary insanity right now, but,
I do that.
You know, whatever. But this
hey,
is what
Joe,
we do on Sunday.
Serious up in here. Hey,
this
Joe,
online love affair.
I'll take Joe off your hands. Don't worry.
I know. I'm seeing what she's saying. Please take me off her hands, will you, Jampton?
Oh, Jampton, you might not want to do that because, you know, if you take him off my hands, that means you're going to have your hands full, okay? And you might not want to do that because you might want to just pimp slap him a couple times. But then that might work for him, okay?
Let me see. I'm going to look.
Joe, as always, I look forward to seeing you next week, my brother. Come on back.
He might be in New Zealand next week.
Yeah.
There you go. Might be in New Zealand. You can still hit us up, though.
Okay.
Hit us up from New Zealand, baby.
We both do it.
All right. We're down to the last minute of the show, but we had a great show. If you learned anything from us today, please know this. Love yourself. And then if love is being given to you, please return it. You know what I mean? You got to let go of the BS and the bitterness and the bullshit. Learn something from your boy, Pretty Tony. You know what I mean? We're all works in progress. to my man K. Diddy over there at World Movement. You know what I mean? Go check it out, www.worldmovement.com. For those of you out there who would like to become better acquainted with what Pretty Tony's about, check me out. You can go over to worldmovement.com, go in the e-store, order a copy of my books, or pre-order the upcoming book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? We love y'all. Join us next week. You know what I mean? Same bad channel, same bad place, but we're going to go out like this, y'all.
Now,
Get your money, get your money.
Bust.
Get your money, get your money.
Top five.
Get your money, get your money.
Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on it.
Yeah, you should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be.
Day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move click a little dumb or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC-10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah, let the money machine roll on. We've been eating in this black you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong.
Go,
you hate it, I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
You ain't come on a miss it when the go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of trauma, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know it sounds, it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
better one,
no. And go on Copper Island and do a lot to watch it.
Back up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion of flow.
Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money, just stack up your paper, let's keep it going.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be. I keep hustling. And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustler's anthem with me.
And the way they throwing a tantrum. Trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, new handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go with muscle a grip, whether you shine from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money new. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, and then stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't.